from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. We begin with news of a cancellation due to the heat and humidity. The Paul Sebald's concert planned for tonight at Schumacher Lions Park has been called off. Lions Club member Mark West says with the Humidex in the high 30s, there are health concerns for attendees, especially the elderly. It hasn't been determined yet if or when the concert will be rescheduled. Ontario's Green Party says the failure of the Ford government to protect school children and staff from extreme heat is downright dangerous. The party's deputy leader, Ashlyn Clancy, says the hot weather is not only a health risk, especially to those with pre-existing medical conditions, but it hinders learning. Clancy says the government should draw up an extreme heat protocol that requires air conditioning in every school across the province. The current heat wave is expected to last until Thursday. Vertical steel has started going up on a construction site of the new Golden Manor Home for the Aged in front of the existing building. Veronique Chef is the city's manager of capital delivery.
They started erecting the steel on Monday. They're going to start on the north side of the building, then they'll move into central and then south.
The superstructure of the three-story manor is expected to be completed in November. Anticipated move-in is in June 2026. There are no shovels in the ground yet for a new rec center in Timmins, but when it meets tonight, council is expected to approve the next preliminary step. Officially, it's called a Community Wellness and Recreation Center, and the resolution going to tonight's meeting indicates that public feedback is, quote, extremely positive. The next step is to approach the provincial and federal governments for money towards building the multi-million dollar facility. Once that's accomplished, the city will consider the project again before deciding whether to go ahead with construction. In North Bay, city police are dealing with a break-in into their own building. They say that around 1 o'clock yesterday morning, a man started kicking the locked front doors. The sliding doors came off their casing, and as a man slipped through, he was met by three police officers before he could get through a second set of doors into the lobby. Police say one of the officers was attacked and a taser was used to subdue the suspect. The 35-year-old North Bay man is charged with break and enter and assault. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.